Chapter 3, Yosemite and Yellowstone. In 1812, as the United States acquired extensive lands from Indians and European nations by expropriation, war, and treaty, Congress created the General Land Office to survey and dispose of this acreage, and in so doing, to encourage settlement of new territories and create revenue to pay off the cost of the Second War with Great Britain. Much of America was forested, and agricultural crops required sunlight, so millions of acres of timber were cleared and burned without any attempt to salvage the wood. Where timber itself was the desired product, loggers chewed through the woods at a furious rate in a boom and bust pattern that leapfrogged from one virgin forest to the next. In 1850, New York led the United States in timber production. By 1860, that honor had passed to Pennsylvania, and from there it went to Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, where in 1866, the land office's commissioner worried that the forests of the upper Midwest were so diminishing as to be a matter of serious concern. In California, Oregon, and Washington, millennia-old rainforests were cut to build San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. By the 1870 census, the United States had 26,945 lumber mills employing 163,637 men, and no national laws regulating how many trees were taken by them. Logs were snaked out of the forest using wood-burning steam winches and locomotives, and heating and cooking were done by wood fires, so wherever logging went, catastrophic fire followed. At Peshtigo, Wisconsin, in 1871, a series of small blazes coalesced into a 1.2 million-acre firestorm that killed an estimated 1,500 people. In response, loggers tried to get more trees out faster before their own activities burned them up. Similar scenes of wanton destruction were taking place in mining. In California in 1852, miners began experimenting with fire hose-like nozzles to wash gold-bearing mountainsides into sluices coated with toxic mercury. The technique led to the development of water cannons that liquefied whole landscapes, leaving eroded pits a mile wide that remain barren today.